Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host, or, as my husband likes to call me, Little Miss Rainbows and Lollipops. He's had people ask him about why he calls me that, and he's tried to explain that when you believe that it is possible and that it is going to work out, and you keep seeking those rainbows, then not only are you the Rainbows and Lollipops host, but you get the crown. Someone told him recently that my viewpoint was unrealistic, and he agreed with them. Some people have told me that as well. It isn't supposed to be realistic, though. It isn't supposed to be about reality, because it is so much more than reality. Rainbows sit on the edge of the imagination. It's a place where realistic can't even go. Even the crown wearer, though, gets tired now and then. I found that I most often hit that place of tired right after an unexpected win or opportunity or a breakthrough. I've accomplished something, so I deserve a break. I've also discovered that if I take a break in that moment, then I will struggle to get up and get going again, at least in that particular day. And sometimes, if I've stopped on a day, on that day one, then I'm going to struggle to get started again on day two. Unless I start doing. It's really that simple. Once I start doing, then I find the focus to keep doing. But I have to choose to do something in the first place. The thing that hinders me doing the most is procrastination. I put it off until tomorrow, and then I put it off until next week, and then I realize that I've put it off for so long that I have way more I need to do to get me back to the place where I can do what I intended to do in the first place. See, procrastination is never helpful. I spent many nights in my school career doing my projects last minute. I never labeled my actions as procrastination. I was never called a procrastinator. But that's exactly what I had been doing for the days, weeks, sometimes months leading up to the deadline. I put it off, and putting it off is what procrastination tells me I should do, even what I deserve to do. If I'm going to thrive in my why living and I'm going to be bold in living now, then I have to break up with procrastination and to do it for good. One, I have to do it now, right now, while I'm thinking about it. If I wait, then procrastination finds a way to grab hold and keep me waiting instead of doing. Two, I have to be determined to push past the excuses. There will always be excuses. The difference between a well-lived life and a life of regrets is the power the excuses are given. Three, I need to make the choice to do one more thing. One more thing before I take a break. One more thing before I call it a night. Just one more thing, because one more thing gets me closer to my determined goal. Four, I have to create motivation and accountability that works for me. It has to be specific to my situation and to my personality, because we all accept motivation differently. If it doesn't work for me, then I'm not going to put it to work in my life. So I need to find the right motivation and accountability tools for my specific journey. And five, I need to recognize procrastination for what it is. I need to recognize that procrastination is a time suck. Always. Procrastination is a prosperity thief. Always. Procrastination is a peace eraser. Always. Nobody needs any of that on any level in their life. There was a time when I would have told you that I procrastinated on a project because I would be in a better position to complete the project. Yeah, I know. It makes no sense to me either now when I say it. But that's how I had come to think, because I worked better under pressure. The more I've learned about procrastination, the more I have come to realize that procrastination had me wandering in a fog of delusion for much of my life. I always produce a better project when I take the time to do the best and then review what I have done so that I can catch any mistakes or see better what I could be doing. I give my project its full attention when I start on time. Because if I don't start on time, there's going to be things that happen. There are always things that happen that are going to take away my focus or take away some of my time. And so I need to recognize that starting right now gives me the time I need to get it done. I declared that I was going to break up with procrastination for good, and I meant it. Yes, procrastination is still coming and knocking on my door. Yes, procrastination still finds a way in the house now and then. But because I've determined to break up and because I know what to expect, procrastination doesn't get to hang out around here for very long. I take the perfect, purposeful steps that will move me away from procrastination into a place of productivity. And that keeps procrastination from staying and remaining in my life. Bold and purposeful living never walks in the company of procrastination. I have to break up with procrastination if I'm going to break out into my impossible dreams. I have to make the choice to take the actions if I'm going to go to the place that I know I am designed to go and I know holds the blessings that are there to fulfill my life. Procrastination can be bold when it's moving in, but it can also be subtle. I wait just an extra 5 minutes before I get up and get going for the day. And then all of a sudden that 5 minutes turns into another hour and now I'm running late. 5 minutes wasn't so bad and wouldn't have even really knocked my schedule out of order. But once I give in to procrastination, then it manages to push the limits further and further and further back until I'm late or lost or both. I have to stop playing around and just break up with procrastination for good. One, I create a habit of doing it now. Procrastination can't get a foothold if I don't wait to do what I need to do or I know to do. If I see a dirty towel on the floor when I pass by the bathroom, I could come back when I clean the bathroom and put it up. Or I could wait until I see the boys and have whoever used the towel hang it up. Or I could just take 30 seconds and hang it up. Thinking about what I could do later and procrastinating the action actually takes longer and more energy than doing what needs to be done. When I determine to do it then, I begin to build a habit of acting now. Action will defeat and deflect procrastination at every corner. If I'm going to kick procrastination out of my life, then I need to build up a natural response of do it now. Two, I have to push past the excuses. There is always something. Some of the some things are even legitimate, like having a migraine or recovering from that migraine or having to deal with a family crisis. But even in the midst of things, I can find a way to do. I can keep those situations that come up from becoming excuses not to do what I know to do. I may not be able to do everything on my to-do list when I'm bombarded with unexpected situations, but I can do something, and something keeps me from falling into the pit of procrastination. Excuses will team up with procrastination and stop me from moving forward in pursuit of my goals. I have to stop giving excuses place. if I want to stop giving procrastination power. 3, I need to practice doing one more thing. I had a friend tell me that she was trying to make a habit of cleaning the sink every night before she went to bed. It gave her one more thing to do before calling it a night, but it also helped her start her morning clean and fresh. I began practicing doing one more thing as well, although mine wasn't as specific as hers. At the first of the week, I create a list of household chores that needs to be completed. It's written on a whiteboard in the kitchen so that everyone can choose their daily chores from the tasks. Practicing one more thing means that I go to that list before calling it a night, and I do one more thing from that list, or I do one more thing I see as I'm shutting off the lights and locking up, like maybe straightening up the office or the living room. For me, it's not the specific act that is most important, but it's that last effort that makes the difference. It leaves me with a sense of accomplishment, and it even reinvigorates my purpose, which helps me move forward into my next day and get up and get going. My friend likes the specific act of cleaning the sink. We're different people. It's important to find the practice that works for you, but to also recognize that in doing one more thing, you kick procrastination to the curb. 4, I need to find motivation and accountability to keep me going. I do better when I have to do better, or when I'm expected to do better. The Growing Hope broadcast started out as a weekly program. Many weeks, it was easy for me to put off producing the show because I had a whole week to get it done. Remember, procrastination in me, long time. So, the first of the week would sneak up on me, and then I wouldn't want to do the show because I wouldn't want to produce something that wasn't my best, and so now excuses have moved in. Now, Growing Hope is a daily show, and it's syndicated around the world, and it's also produced into a podcast. People are expecting a show every day. That means that I'm accountable to more than just me, and that pushes me to do what needs to be done, even if I don't want to do it. It holds me accountable to the production. Doing this show daily also motivates me to write and record on a daily basis because I can't wait. I can't wait because I have another show. I have to do it now. Motivation and accountability are two of the main reasons that groups and programs work so well when it comes to beating a vice in your life. Others that are going through the journey to defeat the vice in their own life are there alongside you, sharing the journey. This sharing can help push you out of your settled place of procrastination and into the place of action that will get it done. 5. Recognize procrastination. First, recognize procrastination for what it really is. It is a liar. It will never be just 5 minutes. Once procrastination gets involved, then time will slip past like sand in an hourglass. It is a thief. It will steal the opportunities, the energy, and the resources that I have to invest. Second, recognize procrastination when it shows up. A break can be a break, or it can be the edges of procrastination. Only you know which 5 minutes you're addressing. Only you can recognize procrastination in your life. Until I learn to recognize procrastination, I will struggle to kick it out of my life. But once I learn to recognize procrastination, I can break its hold on me for life. I have to find what works for me so that I can get to work in pursuing my unique design. Procrastination will try to convince me that taking a break, waiting, taking it slower is the key. But I have to see procrastination and kick it out if I'm going to break out into all that I am designed to be. There was a time in my life when I thought procrastination was a badge of honor. I could and I did put things off because I would do so much better when I was under pressure. I remember one project in high school. It was assigned to us on the first day of class. And it was to be turned in at the end of the semester. I had a full 6 weeks to work on the project, but I didn't. Instead, I didn't even start the project until the weekend before it was to be turned in. I spent 2 full days and most of the nights putting together a project that I had had 6 weeks to create. Now, I got it done, in part because I had the research books in my home that I needed to get it done, which gave me an advantage over most of the students in my class that had to go to the library. But mostly I got it done because I didn't sleep for 2 days. And then I was allowed by my mother to skip school that day after I turned the project in so that I could go home and get some sleep. Now, I got an A on the project, which didn't help me defeat procrastination at the time. And my mom let me go home and sleep, which definitely didn't encourage me to kick procrastination out. It's only been as I have grown in wisdom and invested more time in studying scriptures that I've come to truly understand the dangers of procrastination. Proverbs has a lot to say about procrastination, although it is often labeled as sluggard or lazy or slothful, depending on the verse or the translation that you're utilizing. The important thing to recognize is that the scriptures are all talking about the purposeful putting off of doing what needs to be done. In Proverbs 13:4, it says the sluggard craves and gets nothing. Proverbs 12:24 says the slothful are put to forced labor. They are slaves. Procrastination causes slavery. Proverbs 26:14 says a sluggard rolls over in his bed when it's time to get up. Who here hasn't done that one? Proverbs 15:19 says the way of the lazy is a hedge of thorns. You know, procrastination tries to make it sound like it's going to be so much easier, but in truth, it's making it way more difficult. It's making a hedge of thorns for me to have to push through. There are more scriptures. There are more proverbs on procrastination. No matter how I tried to justify my gift of procrastination, I began to understand through this repetition in scripture that procrastination was a curse, and that if I was going to live in the blessings God had for me, then I was going to have to break free of that curse. In Matthew 25:1-12, Jesus used the parable of the 10 virgins to show the dangers of procrastination. See, the 10 were waiting for the bridegroom. 5 did what needed to be done, and 5 decided to put it off or to procrastinate. The bridegroom showed up in the middle of the night, and the 5 that had prepared went to him. The other 5 had to scramble to get the provisions they needed, and by the time they got what they needed, they were locked out of the blessing. The lesson? Don't wait. Just do it. Do it now. I invested most of my life into perfecting what I called the art of procrastination. It has only been in the last few years that I have truly come to understand that it was a lie, and it was a lie designed to keep me from fulfilling my unique and purposeful design. That moment of clarity was the moment I determined to break up with procrastination for good. Thank you so much for joining me today as we walked through these revelations about procrastination. Despite my clear and determined breakup with procrastination, in sharing with you today, I discovered that procrastination had been trying to sneak its way back in to my life and to my actions, and it was regaining a foothold. Now I am more prepared to stand strong and to take the actions that will keep procrastination out. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on procrastination and how you are kicking it to the curb. Email me at radio@katherinelang.com with your stories, your ideas, or even your questions. Be sure you take a moment and visit the Growing Hope website where you can download your free PDFs of all the ebooks that are created from the Growing Hope broadcasts each week. That's at katherinelang.com/ebooks. Also, while you're there, take a moment and look around, read some of the posts, comment on the posts so we can keep this conversation going. I would also enjoy the opportunity to engage and connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet as Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's at Katherine C. Lang. On Google Plus, it's plus Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's the Katherine C. Lang. I am now also on Instagram and Pinterest. You can also listen to all the syndicated broadcasts of Growing Hope Radio by visiting katherinelang.com/on-air. Let's share, let's connect, let's hold each other accountable in kicking out procrastination in our lives so that we can live bold for our lives. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang. Katherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Katherine's website at www.katherinelang.com. That's www.katherinelang.com. Katherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Katherine with queries or questions at contactus@katherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.katherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Katherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.